The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Josh. And today we have the very, very good fortune to be interviewing two people from Jump, the on-demand indie gaming service that we talked about a couple weeks ago on our show.
Yeah.
They caught our broadcast and were nice enough to answer the emails. So first of all, I want to welcome Anthony.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
And then I also have Cindy Lum here. She's the one who was kind enough to reply to me. So, Cindy, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Real quick, Cindy, before you go, what is your role at the Jump company?
So I'm VP of Communications and Events. So basically all your PR stuff and making sure that there's hand sanitizer at the booth.
Very nice, very nice. Well, thank you for sitting in on this, and maybe we'll get a word from you before the interview's over.
Thanks. I'm the girl behind the scenes, sorry.
Absolutely, absolutely. So first of all, Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where you're from, what's your background, where are you calling from?
So I'm calling in from Pasadena. We actually have two offices in Pasadena and San Francisco, which is where Cindy is. But I'm from West Virginia originally. I grew up, born and raised in a small town there. I went to WVU for my undergrad, West Virginia University, and did computer science, computer engineering there. So I come from a tech background. And then I went straight to Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh for a master's in entertainment technology, which is what got me into gaming originally.
Awesome. Carnegie Mellon, that's some stakes there, man. That's crazy.
Why Jump? Where did this idea come from, and why indie games?
So it was actually born out of some of our own struggles as indie game developers, because we founded this company as an indie studio way back in 2012 when we were graduating from Carnegie Mellon. One of the guys that was on that original team is still sticking it out with me today. So he out of anybody, deserves the most credit, because he's toughed it out with me just doing random stuff this whole time until we actually got funded earlier this year. So we founded this company as an indie studio. We're building a game that was going to be for PlayStation Vita and for PC on Steam, and it was right around the time when we were getting ready to go live that Steam Greenlight came out, so in 2013, and we started to see the struggles of where indie development was going, right? It was going to be harder and harder to get your game found. Discoverability was just becoming a huge issue. And then just being able to actually like make money and do anything beyond premium sales, it was just a tough time. So we started thinking about how we could try to fix that for other developers. And around 2015, probably end of 2014, actually, we saw some like technological innovations happening that could potentially power a solution for a subscription service for games, like an on-demand subscription service. And we knew that was the thing that was missing from the gaming world. Where movies can go to premium sales in theaters and then sell tickets directly, and when those sales dip off, they can go to subscription services like Netflix or HBO for additional like long tail revenue. It doesn't exist for games. So we saw an opportunity when that tech started to come around in 2015 to build a subscription service that not only serviced gamers and their need, insatiable desire to play all the games they can, but but also to help developers get discovered and generate more revenue. So that's where Jump was born.
Right on. What were the early planning stages of Jump like? Was it like you and another person just inside of like a coffee house in Pasadena working it out, or what? Can you describe those first couple days or couple weeks of the process?
Yeah, I got to think of the names that we came up with for it. They were all terrible back when we started. But I suppose
we should also mention what Jump is. We kind of rolled right over that at the beginning there. So maybe in your words, you could describe to our listeners and viewers what Jump is.
Yeah, so Jump is an on-demand game subscription service that's focused on indie games at launch. We are currently live on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And what we provide is on-demand access to all the games you want for $10 a month after a two-week free trial. We don't take your credit card up front. We just want you in there to try it. And it's based on some proprietary tech that we call HyperJump technology that gets you up and running in most of our games in less than 60 seconds. But it's not streaming, so the games actually run as if they were installed. So no latency, no quality.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
They run beautifully. And that's the tech that I was mentioning earlier that we saw coming, and it's what kind of enabled us to build this experience. But yeah, first real on-demand service that doesn't have any latency or quality issues, and is still very enjoyable for users, but you can still pop in and out of games as much as you'd like.
Yeah, very nice.
So back to that, what was those first couple names or couple days and weeks like?
Yeah, so I think the original name was Crux, and that was terrible. And then we went to Boondoggle, which was worse. So for the listeners that don't know, Boondoggle as a word means a waste of time and money. And so it was like a little tongue-in-cheek joke that we had. And we went with it for a while, and eventually I started to kind of hate it. And we had a developer that was working with us, and he was really stubborn. And he was like, we really need to keep this name. People seem to like it. I was like, I think you like it. And that's pretty nice. And then we had a Destructoid article written that was literally called, why the fuck would you name your service Boondoggle? That was the name of the article. And so that was the end of Boondoggle and when we switched to Jump. But the early days were us kind of prototyping what design layouts would look like. It actually started as an idea for a store. So you'd be able to buy games and then own them across multiple devices. We talked to a few developers and they said, that's stupid. I can sell games on multiple devices like multiple times right now. So I don't want to sell it once and lose out on additional revenue.
Sure.
Right.
And we kept iterating on the idea through probably like the middle to end of 2015 while we built out some early prototypes. And eventually we found that the subscription model married very well with it. We had toyed with the idea in the beginning and eventually it came back around that it was going to fit the technology really well. And so probably like middle to end of 2015 is when the real idea for Jump was kind of conceived as a subscription service across multiple platforms.
It's such a cool premise. You like Netflix for games. Yes. That just clicks.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. No, it really is. I signed up for my 14-day free trial. Check it out a little bit. It is really awesome to be able to just check out all these different games. You know, just play it for a little bit, pop out. Nah, there's some really, really fun games on there. So
right on.
So what's your team size and what are some of the different roles?
Yeah, so we have 10 full-timers right now, and we're mostly distributed. We have three in San Francisco, including Cindy, and then myself and Robert Bowling, who's our head of publishing down here in Pasadena. Robert was formerly VP of publishing at Humble Bundle and was creative strategist in a lot of the Modern Warfare games. He helps us get some of the big titles like The End Is Nigh and some other ones that we've got coming down the pike for the future. But then, you know, we have a four-man development team, which to me is just mind-blowing that those guys built what they did with four people. So those guys are fantastic. And then we have an in-house designer, marketing, PR, and content acquisition as well. So you know, we kind of have the full suite of like a tiny version of a full functioning studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then absolutely.
Floating around to help us as needed. But it's been a great team. These guys are all just, there's a sound bothering my dog somewhere. these guys are all former industry veterans. You know, Cindy before the call was saying she's from EA and Ubisoft, our marketing guys from IDOS. You heard Robert's background. Kate, our other our VP of content and community, is from PlayStation. So it's just a hell of a good team. I'm very, very lucky to have pulled in these guys.
Very nice. Very
That's
nice.
That's awesome.
Any plans to move like beyond indie games, or do you want to keep the focus with independent games?
So what I can say before Cindy chokes me is while indie games are always going to be at the forefront of what we do because we love indie developers, and I feel like that's where a lot of innovation comes from in gaming, our technology is not limited to just indie games. So we will be looking at the whole gamut of types of games that are out there, going all the way back to the 90s.
Nice.
You can take that hit
all the way up to brand new stuff. And even originals are on our radar couple years down the road. So you know, what we are right now is indie games on desktop, but to me, the premise of Netflix is access to all types of content on all devices. And so what we want Jump to be is all types of content on all devices. That's what I can say for now.
Nice. Right on, very man. Nice. So what's like, I guess you kind of answered it there. I was going to ask you what the end goal is, but that is your end goal, is yeah. all, across all types of devices all over the place. Then my next question would have been, do you take suggestions for indie games from your community? Do you take criticism as far as service? Like, how has that been? And if you do take suggestions, I have a couple that I want to throw at you.
Well, we take them from any non-podcasters.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Yeah, well, I'm going to get off, and then I'll give you a call.
Okay. Yeah. We've actually been trying to pride ourselves on good community interaction. So we have a Discord server that anybody can join. Nice. I think awesome. You can get to it even from the app. And we have a game suggestion or a game request section there.
Sweet.
So nice. We awesome. Take those very seriously. We have a laundry list of folks that we're in the process of going after. We do get submissions too, which is very fun. So we get to evaluate games and see what's coming that is like genuinely excited about coming to Jump instead of us pitching them. So that's cool. That's exciting. But a lot of what we're doing is outbound so that we can explain Jump and how it works to developers. So that's been great. And also, of course, we take a lot of feedback from our community on how we can improve features. I think the coolest feature that I can tell you that we'll be able to build really quickly that somebody suggested is a random game button.
Nice! Yeah!
That could be awesome.
Yeah, so just hit random and something loads. We'll probably even put like some mystery loading screen so you won't know what it is until you're in it.
We should do it. Nice. We should do like a Jump random stream.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fucking amazing. Yeah. Pardon my French.
Oh, I blew that one earlier.
It's okay. We're on the internet.
But, yeah, we're on the internet. No FCC.
We've had several streamers on Twitch that'll pop on and ask the community what they want to play, and people will just pick games while they're playing. So yeah. It's been
nice.
That's pretty cool. Really cool.
What were your suggestions? I would love to hear them.
Genital jousting. Have you heard? Yeah. Push the push me pull you.
I don't know if I've heard of that one, but I'm sure Cade has, our guy that's in charge of content.
And then the same developer that did Push Me, Pull You is doing an upcoming game. So it's not even out yet. It's not even in pre-alpha, but it's a goose game.
It's a goose game,
where
yeah.
you play as a goose and you mess with a farmer that's like trying to tend a garden. What other ones? Move or Die. Stop Talking or You Explode, or Don't Stop Talking and You Explode, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good streamer game. That game's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much any of those games that we all like to stream together. 1001 Spikes. That's a pretty good fun streaming game.
yeah. We are in talks with the publisher over there for several types of games from that group.
Right on.
So hopefully we'll have some fun stuff to announce in the future. It's funny. I'm remembering, but back when we were at E3, we went to the Devolver booth, and they had genital jousting set up, and all the joysticks were dildos. So,
awesome.
Of course, Cindy and I think somebody took our picture in front of it, and I was like, I don't think this can go on social media.
That's a favorite of ours. That and Hello Neighbor.
Yeah, that's a really great game. We have Diaries of a Spaceport Janitor from Tiny Build, so we're working with them to bring more games to our library.
Oh, yeah, not only that, but Speedrunners. That's one of my favorite indie games.
Yeah,
I love
that
game.
It's a really good one. Yeah.
Let's just keep naming games that we like, and that'll be the rest of the show.
Checking out the boxes.
Jump's current catalog, what games would you recommend?
So I think the one that I got hooked on almost immediately was Pony Island. I had actually never heard of that personally. I don't know if you guys have, but
I haven't. No,
it is. It's not what you'd think. It's an old arcade game that is inhabited by the devil, and he's trying to keep you in there, so you have to figure your way out of it. It's immediately fantastic. It's really good. A lot of our streamers have had a lot of fun with it. And then I'm a big Ed McMillan fan, so I've been playing a lot of The End Is Nigh, which is his new. Very Super Meat Boy-esque game.
I played a bit of that one. That one's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, it's
yeah, it's a bit frustrating. You'll definitely really have to play that at some point, Josh.
Oh, great. Yeah, I look forward to it. I get easily frustrated, and I'm easily startled. So they loved watching me do Resident Evil in VR. yep. That scared the poop out of me, but, a lot does that. Jump's unique in that you don't require a credit card to sign up for your free trial. Why? Because from a business sense, everyone else does, and they seem to at least make that $3.99 when they first get you.
the first couple days.
Yeah. You better unsubscribe right on the 31st, man, or you're gonna get charged. Like, yep. So why is that the reason why not?
Yeah, we wanted to be really kind of consumer friendly at first, and I think since we've broken the cursing link already, I'll say that Cindy and I always say that we want people to just fucking try it. And it's mostly definitely. Because our technology is so new. And it's really hard to explain to someone that it's not streaming, but it's also not downloads. And so they're like, well, then what is it? And we're like, well, just try it. So, you know, we wanted people to be able to get in as quickly and as effortlessly as possible. So no credit card up front meant as many people as possible could play it. It gives us great data so we can understand who's playing what and what the load times or issues were. So we got a nice player base in right away. And I think also we need to build brand value before people are going to trust us enough to give us their credit cards. So it's all part of that, like being super user friendly and trying to let people in further. I think in the future we'll probably move to the more traditional, like whole month for free, but you have to give us your credit card up front kind of model.
Right.
But we want to continue to keep it open like this for a while so that anybody can pop in and try it and get a feel for how the tech works and what kind of games are on the service.
Nice. Very nice.
On a little bit of a personal note, what games did you play growing up, and like what kind of influenced you in your on your path to Jump? Or did I hear right and you didn't play very many games?
Oh, no, I played a lot of games.
Okay, cool.
So being from West Virginia, there's not a whole lot to do in the winter other than sled ride, and that gets exhausting by 5 p.m. So... I grew up on a lot of the Zelda games. It's my favorite franchise.
And
Halo as well. Those are probably the two that I played significantly. And then your standard Call of Duties and things before indie games really started coming out. But Ocarina of Time was...
He's a man after my own heart.
Man, it's the one game that I still play probably once a year.
I don't know if you can see it on your camera, but this is...
Oh, yeah. It's kind of linked.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I should have noticed that earlier. I've always been a big Zelda fan. I was actually a big Breath of the Wild fan. That is high ranking in my list of all-time Zelda games.
That game looks amazing. I still can't, like, I don't own a Wii U, and I can't justify buying a Switch just to run Zelda. Like, don't get me wrong.
$300 Zelda machine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I imagine that's a phenomenal game. And I've seen some of the playthroughs and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's not how I would do it, or I would love to do that. But like, you can't justify a $300 purchase like that just for a single game. On the other hand, you have services like Jump, which are awesome.
Only $10 a month for all the games.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Plug.
And in my experience with it, I didn't really notice any loading times or anything. It just felt like I was selecting the game I wanted to play and right into it.
Like a cartridge.
Yeah.
Like an old school cartridge.
And no blowing the cartridge required.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just blow on the mouse.
Well, anything you'd like to say about Jump before we get out of here? And where can our viewers and listeners find you guys?
Yeah, so you can go get that free trial, no credit card required, at playonjump.com. We're adding 10 games per month every month. We already have 69 games on the service. We're actually launching our 69th here shortly, which is Snapshot. So we'll be launching that here in the next few days.
You should keep it at that number for like a month.
I know, some of the guys over at Polygon, I'm sure, would enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Jump on to 69. Wait, what?
Totally planned. We launched 10 games a month. We'll be rolling them out starting in November at that pace. And it's a really great service. We just want people to get in there and try it and give us your feedback. There's absolutely no risk. So hop in and try some games you've never heard of. But I think one thing I didn't get to say yet is that we heavily curate for quality. Coming to Jump, we've handpicked every game that's come onto the service based on one of three qualifications. It's either highly rated, like a 7 out of 10 or higher, it's an award winner, IndieCade nominee or IGF, something of that sort, or it was just a runaway hit seller. And nice. Beyond that, we also subjectively screen if there's anything provocative, like genital jousting would probably be a good example of that. We don't shy away from too much stuff like that. We just want great indie games on the service. So as a potential subscriber, you can come to the service knowing that every single game is of a certain quality standard, and there's no shovelware on Jump.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Yeah, because I imagine you get lots of submissions. You're like, they spend maybe a day on this game. You know?
Yeah, it's it's a challenge that we saw with Greenlight and now with Steam Direct, is that shovelware has just, or opportunistic games have just kind of flooded those markets, and it's hard to find your way through the muck as a consumer. So knowing that we curate, I think, is a good feeling, and it's one of the things that we stand on most firmly, is that we think curation is really important. So everything on Jump has been handpicked.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Well, sir, we've taken up plenty of your time. Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to talk to us. Be sure to check out Play on Jump, like he said, and we will see you guys next time on Waiting for Players. I'm Josh.
I'm Adam.
And goodbye.
See you next week. Bye.
Thanks, guys.